Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is the WWE Project Possibilities Blog Talk Radio Show. And my name is Edward Reedhead. And today is, what is today? Sunday, August 18th, 2019. So, yeah, August 18th, 2019, yeah. So today, you guys, I want to introduce this radio show for us. And we've got a bunch of amazing leaders on the line with us this afternoon. And so I'm looking forward to this discussion, and I want to just introduce it really quickly by saying I'm glad everybody could show up for this call today. And we got some good stuff to talk about, and we've got some amazing projects. So Val, without further ado, can you maybe quickly introduce some of these projects? And then what I'd like to do is let some of our senior members step up and share ways in which they see how members of our group can start to propel themselves forward and create growth in their lives and step up and grow up. Does that make sense, Val?
Sure, everybody? Edward. Thank you. Thank you. That's great. Yeah, this is Dean Val. And the reason we're here on this planet as the New Presentation Foundation is to help guide and educate people to what's going on and then how to better their decisions and how they can become more aware. So we're helping them with that. We're like a public service agency here. We are a nonprofit, that we're doing a public service for everybody on the planet. And one of the things that Edward mentioned, well, we do have projects going on. One of these is the schooling aspect of it, the educating aspect of it. And we start with the new school homeschool. And we encourage parents to homeschool their children because the public education system of today is basically indoctrination into the military industrial complex and jobs, to provide jobs for those organizations and companies. So they have little workers for them, and to just enslave them into this sort of a lifestyle of debt and one-dimensionalism. So we start off the kids in the new school, homeschool, with the opportunity to remain active in other dimensions because we are multidimensional. So there's no reason why they have to be indoctrinated into a one-dimensional world so quickly, as I see so often. Even when the 2-3-year-olds have little iPads they bring to school, and some of the schools are emphasizing the academics really early on, especially where I'm from in Northern California, where there's a lot of Asians there, and they want their kids to get a head start into the computer fields and technical fields. So they want their kids to have this math background early on. That's all good. Nothing's negated, but to lose that aspect of other dimensions, other life levels, that knowledge, that the experience, I mean, that is rather devastating to a person. It's almost like when you lose that, you become more apt to be the slave and be oppressed and have the stress and all these other things that come with it. So new school, homeschool, Yeah, encourage the kids to share their dreams and to remain active on other life levels as well as this one. And that way they have access to more information actually than they do in the standard educational systems. Okay, that was just briefly. Then we go on to the Nations United Universal University. And this is where adults can come in and basically regain an education through what we're right now developing, curriculum and classes. A lot of classes already presently we have offered, like the Dream Course and different ones that help people understand where they're at here and what's going on with the world so they can make better choices again. It's all centered around them becoming more aware so they can make better choices and have a real purpose with their life. Now, after that, we go into the All Solar Research Vessel, which is at one point, the university will be housed on the vessel or vessels. And that this brings into the area of the true purpose or purpose for people, and they can get into areas where they benefit the planet in some way with jobs that benefit the planet. And they can choose how they want to do this with the education they've gained all through these new school, homeschool. If you start as a kid and then going to the university, it really doesn't take too long if you get a good start to understand where you're at as a child. I mean, they're very aware. And we always say, you know, the children can teach the adults. So actually they'll have a large part of creating the curriculum and developing courses and helping the adults wake up, which is very interesting. You don't hear that too much. And the kids, especially, you know, when they get up there, get their coordination and sort of like orient themselves to the physical world. I mean, they're gonna bring in a lot of knowledge. These indigo kids, and you know what we hear, the new generations coming in, they're bringing in a lot of good ideas and awareness to help the adults who are actually very stagnant and very solidified. And they're basically in their routine going nowhere. So the kids will enliven things here. So the vessel project will be, one thing on the vessel, provide jobs for people. We'll have more than one vessel, actually. There'll be more around the world, harbored around the world, docked around the world. And then it leads into the different projects and businesses on land and everywhere. But everything will be centered around the environment and providing all the jobs will be focused on what's a benefit for the environment. And Edward, we have a lot to do here on this planet right now. So there'll be plenty of work for everybody. And the way we're going to set it up, or the people themselves will set it up actually through the self-sufficient communities that we see, well, they'll, you know, money will be one thing for a while, but then after a while, you know, if things get more real, we may not need money, and there'll be different ways of exchanging services and goods, etc. So that's kind of a rough idea of what the what we see is going on once these projects begin.
Excellent. Thank you, Val. Excellent. Val, I'm just thinking, since we have some amazing leaders and people that are doing some amazing work, I'd like to open up the lines and see if they like to check in and what's popping up for them. And for me, it's about how can I be a vehicle to inspire people that in such a way that they propel themselves forward. You know, when I'm growing and getting out of my comfort zone, like I am right now, I have a tremendous feeling inside of me that I'm growing and I'm contributing. I'm participating. And it feels good, you know. And I just want to open up the microphones and allow anybody else that would like to share from their being, you know, what is it for them that moves them forward to be the amazing individuals that are all on this call right now and calling up all of our members. I guess we don't really call them members, right? It's more like individuals.
Supporters.
We're all supporters, individuals, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? Because it's, for me, it's like we all have our own independence. And that's something that I cherish personally. It's my own personal independence and freedom and sovereignty. So I just want to open it up and see if anybody else wants to chime in, Val.
Okay.
Anybody out there?
Anybody's out there.
Hello.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. I would like to know, how is the housing situation going to be if we want to live in the project, the forest project?
Well, that's up to everybody involved in their each individual community. So there's not like an overall plan. We're not like the One World Order or God who has a plan for you. It's just everybody, you know. Everybody in their own specific environment and community and the people involved will have the choice. You know, everybody, there's no restrictions with this. So everybody has a choice how they want to set up their community and what kind of housing they want to have with it. It's really with all the new technologies and if they are allowed to come in, you know, that they recycle the storage bin, the teepees, the earth dome, straw bale, you know, whatever, modernistic house, you know, there's all kinds of technologies and housing techniques. So it's a choice. It's a choice of the community, really.
Thank you. Will we be restricted with regulations of the county or state?
Well, that's going to be a while till we develop, you know, we're going to work with the infrastructure as it is now, and then slowly with agreement, it takes some agreement, but once they people see what we're doing and how much sense it makes, then they'll start making better choices. Many people will, and they can stop agreeing with the poor choices that the government is making, and they don't have to support the government anymore. It's about supporting and agreeing. So once that happens, slowly people will start turning away from the controllers and authoritarians because we don't need them, and make better sense of our living situation and do our own thing. Do your own thing, you know, with what makes sense with the environment. I mean, it's about agreement. It's mainly subconscious too. It's like we're so used to and conditioned to lifetimes of having people tell us what to do, that we think it's a standard fare. This is a standard lifestyle. And plus, people think that we voted these people in, so we have some kind of obligation to the government. But if you look at the true history here, what's really going on, this has been a huge takeover from these controllers, and the people really don't have a say at all. I mean, you try to do anything with like these presidential elections coming up. How can you possibly get in to that arena without buying into their agenda? That's why Kelsey's running here, because we have our own position with that. We're not with the Democrats or independents or Republicans. This is the Wise and Giggly Party. It's like we have our own platform and our own position. And that's the way it could be with everybody. You know, establish your own position with what's going on with the environment. You don't have to agree to the controllers. It's not a rebellious act. It's not a violent or anything like that. It's just agreement. It can be done in a civil way, if you say that. But it's just there's very few of them and more people generally. So let's see what happens with this.
Okay, that sounds cool. I'm in. Thank you.
Let's see.
Yes, thank you, Claudette. Val, that's some. Thank you for sharing that. So, anybody else? Anything else popping up for anybody else or anything?
Hello.
Welcome.
Michael here. Yeah, we've got some
welcome,
interesting
Michael.
Projects. We've got some interesting projects that are starting to unfold. I guess for most people, the basis for our whole process here right now has got to do with some foundational things like the land where we're going to do these things. And there's been some questions that have come up, you know, like how do we go about acquiring property or being able to do things on certain pieces of land wherever in the world to be able to do things without any intervention by the so-called powers surrounding it. And both Mexico and the United States has a unique system that's kind of a foundational principle here, talking about land grants or land patents. And I know that Mexico has the grant process that's been in play there for 100 years or more. And, of course, our system has the land patent, which came into this system with the intervention of the European people here. They brought that system with them from England because it exists there. And there's a lot of things surrounding this particular principle in this system that will allow the people here, whoever you might be, to acquire very large blocks of land that's completely and totally isolated from any government involvement. It's not complicated. It's just a matter of waking up to who and what you are in the system and how this land stuff evolved in our system for the benefit of the private sector, which is what we're talking about. So there's going to be a considerable amount of we'll say, documentation involved in acquiring and identifying different plots of land in different places, like in the National Forest and so on, where there are agencies existing in foreign jurisdictions that have already created the illusion that they controlled this particular plots of land, where in fact they don't. And it's just a matter of certain individuals stepping up to the plate and learning about property titles. I'm talking about titles, not color of title. I'm talking about things that separate the public from the private domain. And those principles exist in our system like they do in Mexico, except Mexico the people down there are still, they're still subjects of the government. Here, when you find out who you are in this system, you will come to realize that we have a unique place on the planet. So we're going to be going through the process of the legwork of when I've already taken the time to establish a certain huge claim on a big chunk of land right here in Los Angeles County. That's already been done. It's already completed with respect to the actual, we'll just say the initial steps that you got to take to do this stuff. Now it's just a matter of going through a couple of legal steps to force the acknowledgement of the system. And of course, these are things that the system as it now stands, they don't want people to find out. They don't want people to know about this stuff. So for you to step into this area, you're literally, you might be taking what most people call a risk of becoming involved face to face with certain individuals in the system that have created the illusion that you're nothing and have no rights, when in fact it's the other way around. The position they're in, they have nothing and they don't have any power. So as we go through these little steps, I know that Edward's going to be involved with this. And of course, anybody else that wants to learn about it, I think we're in the process of posting a document called Patents and Allodial Titles. And I think we're going to go through this document and make sure that it doesn't have any of the personal information in it, and it gets posted on the website for Kelsey. I think Kelsey is going to be the one in charge of all this stuff. So that having been said, that will be an opportunity for people to become involved in something that's part of our history and still in full force and effect, but it's been covered up, which is what most people can't see. So, but it's all there in plain sight. All you got to do is have the eyes to see it and get involved in discovering for yourself where you fit in all this. And for the time that we have right now, which is we have a limited time in history, and I'm not going to say this is easy stuff to get your head wrapped around, because I've spent most of my lifetime doing it and previous lives that I became aware of as I was moving through. So, but it's still an opportunity for those who are ready to take a step. And I'm not saying this is the only way you can do it, but this is one way that you could become involved.
Excellent, Michael. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And thank you, Michael. Is there anybody else that wanted to chime in on how they see it? And I want to make sure and open this up. Going once.
Now I have a question. I have a question for the seers, Sandy, Claudie. How do you see yourself with your position as seers in the new communities that we're going to have? What kind of role would you have? Right now, you have a very important role in terms of setting this up, helping to set the mechanisms in order and bringing from the real side into the physical. You know, manifesting, if you want to call it that, or, you know, seeing it through into the physical here, what's going on. And you work both on the real side, what we call the real side, and here to get things done. So how do you see your position in the new communities?
Well, just to say off the top of my head, so to speak, what we see is a close communication with the new environment, the real environment, that we could communicate with plants, our food sources, and see what is available and what the plants want. Like, I've learned on the internet that you can communicate with trees, flowers, vegetables, and have a relationship that we used to have, I'm going to say 100 years ago. Farmers in the 1800s, they communicated with the land. The Indian, indigenous tribes communicate with the land. They knew what the plant needed. They they knew where things were. They did not have a life solely focused on material things. They had things, they lived well, and they raised their families. I feel that the New Forest Project is going to offer this opportunity to us kids, especially for those who live in the city. To have a forest nearby to go and visit, maybe even plant different species of apples, oranges, pears, grapes.
We're losing you, Claudie. Can't hear you.
Sorry. I think see more clearly how the environment and us can function together. We can share this information with others. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Claudette. Well, maybe we can get you in here again in a moment. It sounded like you were your signal was going off with us. So go ahead, Val. I think maybe Sandy wanted to share.
Yeah, please. If Sandy's there. Are Bob and Sandy around? Okay. Well,
okay. Well, we can continue on. Maybe Sandy will get back on the line, hopefully, and Bob. And Claudette, I'd like to give Claudette another shot at that. It seems like we had some type of interference there. Maybe somebody didn't want us to hear what she was saying. I don't know. But definitely, I could not make out everything she was talking about. Claudette, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me get in my car, and that'll cut the wind down. It's very windy over here in Texas, where I am at the moment. The trees are
okay,
really whipping back and forth.
All right. We'll give you a minute to do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Val, I'm just thinking, Val, did we talk about the three main projects that we were talking about? I know Henry was working on some type of a business plan also on was it the food forest or the – did we discuss that one also?
Well, it's the rainforest, food forest, permaculture garden, the afforestation of the deserts. You know, all that goes together with the sustainable communities and helping the environment to get back on its feet, so to speak, you know, to help it regain its – its vitality because of the chemtrails and the poisoning of the water and the soil and the harmful frequencies sent out by the cell towers and HARP and all that. The earth is suffering. So the rainforests, you know, we're not the only ones doing this. There's green belts being built all over the world, India, Africa, where they build the or plant the trees to offset the environmental disaster going on. More trees we have, the better off we're going to be because they actually create climate. If you've seen some of these YouTube videos where the mature trees have grown over like 20 years or so, and they actually create climate. I saw one in Africa where, you know, it's desert all around, but there's clouds and rain, there's animals, insects, and this forested area. It's like a mini Amazon. So Yeah, Henry's working on that plan to build these, create these rainforests. And we're going to be doing this all over the world. Like Mike says, Mike and I know yourself, you'll be working on obtaining property in whatever way, creative way we can, whether leasing it or buying it or some kind of arrangement, so that we can create these rainforests and provide jobs for people and places for a retreat and relief from the stress of the city life and all that, bringing more oxygen to the planet. It is just a start, but it's just something to offset what's going on. And as we get going, more people will come in with their own ideas. And we're open to ideas, that anything that makes sense. And we'll work with people that do make sense, and we'll help support them. Because this is, Edward, this is all about supporting each other. That's how the old indigenous people lived. That's how they made it work, is they supported each other. They didn't compete for money or, you know, wealth necessarily. It was more like everybody's in here to survive, and they knew that, so they just help each other when the help was needed, and it uplifted everything, and it uplifted the community. So these rainforests are a start to demonstrate what can be done, and we'll bring in the community around the rainforest, that the people living on the outskirts, they can come in and have jobs and have a real purpose, you know, and really contribute something with a purpose. They will also benefit, because it's everything for everybody. That's the way it can be. And that's one thing, the rainforest. Another two, we were talking about the health, and we were talking about the projects, which the rainforest is one of them, but there's the whole area of health too, where all these technologies, there's so many things out there that, I mean, cancer could be obsolete in a moment, basically, if these technologies were open and accessible to people. It doesn't have to be all the disease that we have here. I mean, we know it here, but many people don't. It's just purposely propagated. Diseases are spread through chemtrails. Viruses are sprayed. Vaccines are developed to purposely infect people. I mean, these things are going on. All you have to do is look at YouTube, do a little research, and you'll see they're purposely propagated. So the information's out there. What we're doing is helping people access it, the information, and give them the opportunity to benefit, wake up, benefit, make better choices. Claudia, yeah. Are you back? Yes?
Yes, sir. In the car, and hopefully it's coming across better now. I'm out of the wind.
Much better.
One thing, thank you. One thing that I did learn a lot by just observing what's being put out on the internet. I learned an interesting trick. One farmer or gardener, amateur farmer, shared with his audience. And that was, when you take seeds of whatever vegetable you're going to put in your garden, and this may sound a little weird, but you spit on the seeds when you soak them over in water before you plant them. The seed takes the information of whatever is not working correctly in your body and creates itself as a plant to address that situation. So you're communicating with nature, and to learn how to communicate with nature is simple. You just have to have the desire and the will. In the new Presentation Foundation group of people who are exploring new forests and new ways of living, without the benefit of material things, they use a song to start their day or finish their day, and they, it sounds like and in doing that, I have experimented with plants and trees. I go outside of my house, and there are several large trees there. And sometimes the trees will wave to me. I'm considering it a wave. When there is stillness in the air, somehow the leaves are moving, and I can see it. So I go over and touch the tree and acknowledge its salutation. I say, oh, wow, thank you for greeting me, and right back at you, babe. And yes, I'm a tree hugger. I love to see green things growing, plants, flowers. Our friend Sandy here has a backyard that is full of the most interesting plants that she did not plant, that she did not take and bring the seeds to the ground. Somebody else did. And we're going to say some of them are part of nature. And I hope she shares her story of the trees or plants that are in her backyard. It's very encouraging to hear that we can just enjoy what is provided for us by the all-natural environment. And to regain a communication, again, is so valuable and important in our life. The plants, the herbs, all, even the rocks can teach us lessons of wisdom that we have lost over the years. We have lost our ability to communicate with life. And I hope Sandy gets a chance to share that story with her of how she discovered new plants in the backyard. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Sandy. We just got back on. It's been trouble getting on, get connected. And one time we were dialing, and all of a sudden we were connected with Claudie's number. So it's goofy today. Anyway, I have a backyard that has a small forest, so to speak, in the back. Used to be bigger till they built apartments. And we don't use any pesticides or anything that would harm the animals, the birds, or the plants, or the grass, or anything that grows on our property. And the funny thing is, I have a variety of plants that have shown up. Even my neighbor came over and said, well, did you plant those? I go, no. I said, they just showed up. I said, they were a gift. And she goes, oh, they're really pretty. And I have another one. It's a special type of hydrangea that the neighbor actually gave to me and planted it for me in the back. And she bought one the same kind. And although they were bought at the same time and planted at the same time, mine turned this gorgeous salmon color in full bloom. It wasn't even supposed to bloom this year. And hers is kind of tall and spindly with maybe two little pieces of color on a petal. I love going in my backyard because there's always something new. I have a little dog. Her name is Tiffany. She's half poodle and half Bichon, and she actually comes from Sirius, the planet Sirius. So a lot of our communication with her is done telepathically. She's got a little stubborn streak, though. Must be from planet Earth. But she's a very interesting dog, very smart. She frequently lines things up with her toys. She'll make triangles. She'll make circles. One time she put all her bones in a straight line. But she's always got them concentric. It's not a haphazard triangle or anything. It's very equilateral. So that part is very interesting about her. But I have a lot better communication with her if I do it telepathically rather than verbally. So she's interesting. Anyway, I do take her for a walk every day, and we walk back by the forest, back that we have the small forest, I should say. And like I said, I've had different plants show up, but I've also had different birds showing up. that have shown up, I want to say, that have not been known to be in this area. They've never been spotted before, but all of a sudden, they're being spotted. The other day, walking sticks, it's an insect. I don't know if anybody's familiar with them, but they're not known to be in this part of north central Wisconsin. But the other day, I spotted one, and so did my neighbor. And things are showing up. It's rather interesting. And I had told the story before about singing the new you to first, my house is built on granite. They had to dynamite it out to build the house. And my neighbors also, this whole area here is granite in the whole city. And so I had sang new you to the rock. And I went around and sang it to the flowers and the trees. I sang it to them until they hummed it back or sung it back, as in the case of the little gnome or the fairy that I saw. I saw a beautiful little fairy on one of the wild daisies that planted itself in my backyard. And at one time, we do have somebody cut our lawn, but before they cut it, my whole lawn was almost a blanket of daisies. It was so pretty. And I sang new you to the trees, to the flowers, to the grass, the granite, the earth. And as I did it and they all sang it back, all of a sudden they all sang it and hummed it together. And it made the most beautiful melody you've ever heard. By the way, the blue avians, there will be some new species arriving in the bird kingdom, and the blue avians will be bringing them in, so we'll have that to look forward to. And it's just fun for me to go out there every day and see what I discover, because there's always something new. Even if it was there and I didn't see it, it's still new to me if I haven't seen it. So it's quite an adventure just in my own backyard. So thank you.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Sandy. That's really, that takes me right there to your backyard. Wow.
Can I add That's something beautiful. To this little discussion?
Please, Michael. Look, look,
look. Sorry about that.
Talking for you.
The minute I want to, talk, you know, somebody else gets their feathers up. Oh, geez. I'll go around the corner. Maybe it'll get quiet. Janine and I, we have a couple of monster ash trees in the middle of the property. And I guess one of the things you learn along the way is that little inner voice that everybody has connection to. You get to a certain point in all this, and if you pay attention, you get the information you need, regarding whatever little scenario might be going on around you. And of course, Edward, you know, I've got one of the Ellis machines, and everything on the property has been getting doses of it. All the animals, the chickens, the horses, us, of course, even the bath water now and then. Toilet gets a little helping every now and then. So everything is getting a dose of this, the water. Well, last night I got this really strong impression, and the two big ash trees, they were talking to me. They said, well, when are we going to get a dose of that Ellis water? And they weren't talking about a diluted amount either, because they're going to get the real deal. But there you go. Just one of those little pieces of the big puzzle. And everything sooner or later is going to migrate towards the best of the best. And we just happen to be in a position of being vehicles for it, for more people and more area than you can imagine. And that's where this whole thing is going.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you, Michael.
Yeah, a little bit. This Go is ahead. Sandy again on the John Ellis water. I did a little experiment with my dog. She weighs 7.4 pounds, so she's not very big. And I put a dish of the John Ellis water out for her, and I put a dish of filtered water for her. That's supposed to remove, you know, all the nasties. Well, she went immediately to the John Ellis water, and she drank and she drank and she drank and she drank. And that's all she wants now is the John Ellis water. I'll put the other one next to her. Now, she, before the John Ellis water, she'd take a little sip here and there. You know, I figured, ah, she's a small dog, okay. But the John Ellis water, she really downs that. They know. They absolutely know what's good for them. So that's all I had to say on that.
Along with that, we also have the technology to draw the water right out of the atmosphere. So there's going to be a lot of things available as this, as our program begins to move forward. We'll have the purest water on the planet, the ability to self-sustain people individually in the middle of nowhere if you choose. You'll be able to produce water. You have your plants. You'll have your food. And then also a big chunk of that's the land you'll be sitting on. So it's all part of the program.
And another
thing that
Henry brought out the other day that relates to what you all are saying is, and you know, nature will come back. The elementals have left. They're scared of the humans and what's going on here. The gnomes and the fairies and all the little nature spirits. But once we make it okay again for them, they'll start coming back. They've like gone into the astral levels and they can come back into the physical again, where they used to be when we were communicating with them as, you know, primitives and indigenous people. I mean, we had a relationship with them, like Claudie mentioned. So they will also come back and they will help us as we can help them. So they have information too, you know, like, and Sandy was saying, she's singing the new you to them, and they have certain aspects and awareness that we can benefit by, like the Syrians, and you know, the planet tells them where the food is located. I mean, it can really be more than one's imagination how this could play out. If everything is, you know, the awareness becomes so, and then we support each other, then there's really no end to the possibilities.
I could add one more little thing to this discussion. There's something very important in the growing process of the plants, not necessarily in the vitamins and minerals they may pick up out of the soil, but in the ability to rotate the crops. And I don't mean change the place they're planted. I'm talking about recycling them in the place where they grow. And it's supposed to take place over a regular interval of time, but what it does is, and I've explained all this to Janine, and she's seeing the effect of what happens when you don't do this. And she's got this really great little miniature tree that's right outside the back door. It's a fig tree. And for the first 5 or 6 years, the fruit came off of that thing was just phenomenal. And all of a sudden, I started to tell the difference, the change in the flavor, and you can tell that it's not just not what it was. And so it's like, okay, it's time to let the crop drop. Let it turn down. Let it go under. You got a bunch of nutrients in the fruit that can't get into the plant unless they go through the soil and through the base, the roots of the tree or the bush, whatever you're feeding. And so that's an important part. That's just proper stewardship of the plants.
Yes. And Michael, you know, these basic fundamental aspects to nature that you're talking about, Sandy's talking about, Claudette's talking about, you know, these are things that we're up to as the wonderful worldwide educators. And so everybody is invited to come along and grow up and step up and learn these different things from, you know, people that have experimented and gone to these places and have gained certain knowledge and insights along the way. So, I'm trusting that our supporters and people that are interested in what we're up to will tune into this broadcast and listen to it whenever they're able to. And maybe they'll find something in it that will inspire them to move forward and get out of that comfort zone, get out of that complacency almost, to where, you know, I find myself getting into a complacency sometimes. But before, you know what, I just want to throw in a little shameless plug for my radio show tomorrow morning, and I believe Michael will be there with me, and we'll be talking about some concrete and physical, concrete, actual steps that people can implement and look at themselves in such a way as to really propel themselves forward. And so I'm looking forward to that. That'll be tomorrow morning on this Blog Talk radio channel at 10 a.m. And then I believe Eric Oak will be doing a broadcast at noontime, Pacific Daylight Time. So we'll have some good stuff to start off the week tomorrow, Monday. And Val, before I forget, I want to make sure to allow Kelsey. I don't know if she's there with you.
Not right now.
I would. Okay. What I want to do is make sure that we have the information for people that are interested on this radio show on how to become more aware and tune in to these projects. Now, I know one of our resources is it Turf Club?
Turfclub.club. That's the Rainforest website project. And then we have www.wonderfulworldwideeducators.com, which has a whole slew of like books and articles and videos and information about what you can do if you're interested, how you can contribute. It's a real good website, the basic one that we put out.
Excellent. And I believe that Kelsey was, okay, as most people in our group know, Kelsey is the main contact person for, I guess, general inquiries on stuff. So she's the point person for everybody in the group to go through. And we have some documents that we're all working on as a community. So, you know, Val, this is really a community project. And I just want to make sure that I'm making it clear that everybody that is has a desire or something inside of them that is moving them to listen to the messages that the wonderful worldwide educators are putting out there, and specifically Dwayne with all of his amazing work and efforts. I mean, this man is amazing. His commitment, his efforts, and he just goes on about his business very low-key. And so that's inspiring for me personally. So we're making all this information available to people. And of course, Kelsey is the point person. And of course, Val is our dean, and he's the dean of our university. And Val, I'm sure you're another contact, point of contact for everybody out there. And I can support people.
Our info is on the website. So our contact information is on the wonderful worldwideeducators.com website if you want to contact us. And then we'll put you in contact with whoever you need to be with, or we'll answer the question for you. So I just want to say this is for everyone. It's like there doesn't have to be any lack. It's everything for everybody. There's no lack of resources, even in the physical sense, if everybody pays attention to what's really going on. And that's why we're here. We're not here to raise awareness. It's an isness, so it's just what it is. But people have to recognize that if they want to become more aware. It's a recognition of what already is. So it's not about adding anything or creating anything more. It's just recognizing what is, and then everybody will be fine. Everything's fine the way it is. Once you have this recognition.
Excellent. And you know what, Val, I just want to give Timothy an opportunity. Tim, are you out there? Did you want to chime in with anything at all?
Yeah, sure. I'm here. About the new presentation projects, and like Claudia and Sandy were, and Val mentioning the new you song that people can test for themselves and see what life shows them. These projects give a person a real purpose for their life here to be involved in this physical realm at this time. The new you song is a connection to real guides and real guidance and a real education. It makes you become aware of what's really going on this planet and others that we're not aware of until we become aware of what's really going on. We've been deceived in so many ways for so long, and it's just amazing to have a light switch thrown on so that we can see a little, compared to just being in the darkness and not being able to know what's around us and what's happening with other realms and why we're here, what our purpose is for being here right now. So it's a big opportunity, and it's not like it's going to be around for constantly forever. So for those that are ready, and the real guides know who's ready and are presenting this information and guidance to find out for themselves if it's something that is important to them, and to find out how to get out of these psych realms that we have to learn lessons in, and to be able to earn our way into real universes of real freedom, where there are no authorities and where there's real love.
Absolutely.
I guess that's all I wanted to mention, I guess.
Thank you, Timothy. Excellent. Thank you. I guess we are down to about a minute. Val, I would be so, I would really enjoy if our seers, I really enjoy the seers and their special connections that they have to the all is. And I'm just wondering if they'd like to lead us in singing a little new you before we leave. And the new you is a sound I use it to connect to the all is, and to ground into the all is. Sandy and Claudette, are you still there with us?
Yes, sir.
would you all like to lead us in a little new you?
Oh, yes. One of my favorite activities, day and night. For everybody, it's just a little song. For me, it's a lullaby to the all-natural environment that's taken care of us and supported us for centuries. And now we have an opportunity to correct the mistakes that others have made in chasing profit. So with that,
I think this was awesome, and I want to thank everybody for participating and stepping up and getting out of your comfort zones and propelling yourself forward. And we get to be the living examples and demonstrate how to step up and be the risk taker. And this was a great experience. Anybody else want to chime in?
Thank
Find
you, Edward.
On the real side.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For having us.
Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you all. This is an amazing experience.
Yeah,
and it's such a growing experience for me every time, you know, I do something like this. And get out of my doggone comfort zone. Oh, boy. All right, Val. When you're ready, let's go ahead. And I guess we're a little bit past an hour, so I don't know where you want to take it.
Well, I think we stopped recording, but, yeah, we can leave off here, and we look forward to your show tomorrow at 10 Pacific time.
Excellent. And I want to invite everybody that hears this broadcast, please, you're invited and you're welcomed to come on there with me and all of my guests and share and get out of that comfort zone a little bit and step up and grow up. I love it. All right, so let's close it out, Val, and then we'll pick this up again.
Thanks.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right.
Bye-bye.